Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's a call from the coop.
Who got up at 4 a.m.
And not just to go to the bathroom.
That's because we're old. Okay, and we're back on the deck.
We're on the deck.
I love being on the deck.
Yeah, it's great out here.
Have you had too many of those?
Yeah, not yet. If I fall off the deck, you'll know.
I love being on the deck. It's this. Is there anything more rocking the suburbs than being out on the back deck?
Probably not. No, this is it.
Okay, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us via Skype here on the... on the laptop that I have positioned right here on this patio table.
All-weather table.
Yes. We have with us our old friend, Adam Coop.
Coop!
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Are
it's
you,
been man? A while.
Good. Doing good. Doing good.
You live in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
And this week we're talking about Record Store Day and Record Store Day shopping. It's a big day. It's probably like the biggest day of the year for you. I know you have a little kid, so maybe Christmas or their birthdays might be bigger, but other than
that, let's not get carried away, Jim. Come on. Yeah, it's Record Store Day.
It's definitely a huge day for me.
Yeah, so huge that you get up really early to go, right?
I do. So this year I accidentally overslept. I set my alarm for 3 o'clock. I got up at 3:30.
Oh, dagger.
But I was still in line by 4:15.
Great.
But still getting up. So I go to Guest Room Records every year.
Okay.
They open at 9 a.m.
Okay.
I got there at 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
And I was number 12 in line.
Wow.
People started lining up at midnight.
Wow.
Really?
That's a long wait. Wow.
It's not even like Springsteen tickets.
No. It's Record Store Day.
Yeah. Do you realize, Patrick and Coop, that it wasn't that long ago that like nobody was buying records?
It's an amazing thing, isn't it? This has really become a national holiday.
Yeah.
It's very true, very true. So Guest Room Records, Jim, this is when you were in Louisville.
Yep.
As the listeners may remember that we've talked about this before, that we actually met up while you were in Louisville last time.
Yep.
And we actually went to Guest Room Records. So you've been to that store.
I've been to that store, and I purchased, if you recall, the White Reaper album on vinyl.
That's correct.
At your urging, and I have loved it ever since. And we have plane going overhead. I hope that's okay. And just today, I got to tell you this, just today I was playing for my wife and daughter the new White Reaper.
Yeah, there's a new one.
Album, which I bought on cassette.
Did you really? That's fantastic.
I need to show you the cassette because it looks like one of those old Columbia Records cassettes.
Oh, does it?
You know, with the graphics, the way it is. It has the album in the square, the album cover art in the square,
the
with like
school.
The red lettering underneath it, and then the track listing.
And
like
one of the greatest album titles of all time, I think. The World's Best American Band.
Yes.
And it's so good.
It is so good.
Nothing new.
we actually got to see them about a week or two ago here in Louisville, right after that album released. And so I got my vinyl. I got it.
Nice.
Yeah, they did their like record release party, right? To sort of
yes,
off
they
their
did.
Tour yeah. and everything. Yeah. yeah.
But Coop, I got to ask you, man, this is killing me. This is killing me over here. What did you get?
Yeah.
All right. So I got a little bit of a little mixture of everything.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you guys are aware that there were on the list that I had, the official Record Store Day list, there were 377 limited edition
it was
vinyls.
Big. It was big.
Titles that were released yep. yesterday. I only got 7 or 8 titles, but I got everything that I was looking for.
Good. All right. That's a good day.
I'm definitely not one of those that buys to immediately turn and make a profit.
No.
God bless you.
I'm a collector.
God bless you.
So everything I bought is for my personal collection. I have no intent of selling it.
Good for you.
But I got – so there was a Lumineers release that I got.
Saw that.
Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes.
Saw that.
Yes. Yep. If you're not familiar with Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes, Jimmy Page hooks up with the Black Crowes and they do Led Zeppelin songs, it's amazing.
I've heard of them each separately.
right.
But not together.
Not together, no.
Yeah, so there was it was just a little like 3 or 4 song EP that was released.
Okay.
But there's a double album out there that you can purchase as well. I highly recommend that. It's awesome. Hmm.
All right.
I got a couple things for the kids. I got Moana, How Far I'll Go.
Oh, nice.
Little 10-inch picture disc.
Yeah, it's a picture disc, right? Like the old
yeah.
days. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I got a John Williams, A New Hope, a Star Wars A New Hope theme.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. And I don't know if you saw this, Coop, but I saw this on a press release that someone sent around. There was a Star Wars limited edition record player that came out for a Record Store Day. Did anyone else see this besides me?
I saw it.
Yeah.
They had it. And... And my wife talked me out of getting it for my son.
Yeah, that thing didn't. It looked great, but it couldn't have been too cheap. It looked really good.
Yeah,
though. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Then there was a U2 Red Hill Mining Town picture disc as well.
Huh. Okay,
I got that. Dave Matthews Band Live at Red Rocks. First
wow.
time it's been on vinyl. That's one of my favorite live Dave. Well, favorite live albums. But it's one of my favorite Dave Matthews Band albums.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But the one big find that I got yesterday was a Jack White 7-inch called Battle Cry.
Wow.
Okay, hang on. Don't say anything.
Yes. Okay.
Because this is like this hits me right in. Jim's pleasure center.
Solar plexus.
Because it's Jack White, number one. What am I wearing here, Patrick?
Third Man Records t-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, it's related to baseball, and I think in some way the Tigers, because he's from Detroit.
Right. Wow, this is a double solar plexus hit.
My favorite team. So he also is an investor in or owns a company that makes baseball bats. Do you know this?
No, I had no idea.
Yes.
And, is that right?
You know, of course, they're like probably like artisanal baseball bats, right?
Black right? and yellow.
You know, it's like an instrumental and it's used in like advertising that they're doing or some kind of promotional pieces
gotcha.
Or things like
okay.
that. And it's very mm-hmm. sort of stadium anthem kind of music.
I gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
Battle cry.
Got
everything,
it.
Right?
right, right.
And I think he has a little bit of experience
yeah,
in that, right?
Somewhat. Yeah. He had a nation full of army or
yeah,
whatever
right.
that was. Yeah.
So how is it, Coop?
It's good. It's real good. It's technically, I guess, an instrumental, but yeah, I can definitely see several thousand people chanting that at a sports arena
at a Tigers game in the World Series.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But the reason it's a prized possession, mm-hmm. It's one of a thousand. They only made 1,000 copies of this.
Wow.
And it's on limited edition gold vinyl.
Beautiful.
The MSRP on this was $20 for a 7-inch, one side only.
Wow.
One of my friends told me that it's going for 3 and 4 times that right now.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But that's a solid investment. Yeah.
It's for my personal collection.
No.
There you go. That'll be passed down through the generation. So
that's
that was
just what I was going to say. Your kids will thank you.
That's a great pick. Some point.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
But then Guest Room Records, if I can take a second to talk about Guest Room Records.
No, please do. Yeah. We want the record stores to get a shout out on these episodes. Yeah.
Guest Room, they do it right. So they open at 9 o'clock. I'd say between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, they're coming out the door with donuts and coffee.
Yeah, nice.
You know, for everybody in line. But when they open at 9 o'clock, it's just not a bum rush. They let 5 people in at a time.
Wow.
And so it's 5 people, and they wait 2 or 3 minutes and let 5 more in. So it's not just a big mad dash to get what you want. So me being number 12, I was in the third group. Mm-hmm. I was in the third group to go in. I was able to get everything that I wanted. But they also do swag bags. So everything that I purchased, I got in a nice little cloth bag.
Oh, nice.
Well, I didn't even think to look in it until later in the day after I'd gotten off work. Cause I had to actually went into work late for record store day.
yes. You have your priorities
that's
in
the national holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. I mean, this is my 4th or 5th record store day in a row. I'm not going to mess it up for work.
No.
Right. So after work, I was looking through my bag, and in my bag, there was a CD sampler, a Jimmy Eat World 7-inch, a Genesis DVD, and a $100 Guest Room gift card.
What?
Wow.
You're kidding me.
That's
amazing.
They do insert gift cards at random in some of these bags.
That's
they do
so cool.
One of them, it was an employee discount for a month.
Wow.
So they do all these cool little things.
That's very cool.
Hey, give it up for Guest Room Records.
Absolutely,
how cool is
man.
This?
Most definitely.
We are living in the wrong part of the country.
Yeah, we got to go to Louisville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Coop, let me ask you this question, too, that's kind of on my mind based on kind of what we were talking about. Do they limit the number of records you can buy? So could if they had 5 Jack White singles, for example, would they let you buy all 5 or are you limited to 1 copy?
Great question. They are very collector focused.
Yep.
So it's one per person.
Good for them. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't go in there and wipe them all out of one particular one particular title.
Right.
It's one title per person. So another cool thing that Guest Room does is that it is an all day party.
Nice.
They have DJs all day long. They actually had some singer songwriters come in at 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the store and have sets.
Wow. That's cool.
They were, serving, hopefully this doesn't get them in trouble, but they were serving mimosas in the morning and then had a big, trash can full of beer in the afternoon.
Yeah, dude, it's Kentucky. There's no laws.
It's rock and roll.
That's right.
Yeah. But no, Guest Room, for real, if you live in Kentucky and don't have a record store, definitely make Guest Room your record store, especially for record store day. Just don't get there before 4 o'clock a.m. Don't beat me in line.
Because you'll be taking Coop's spot. That's right.
Yeah. This is so great. This is
beautiful.
So great.
Beautiful.
Love it. All right. Well, thanks very much, Adam. This was a wonderful conversation, and please keep in touch. We need to have you on again soon.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, sure. I think, Jim, didn't we have Coop on our very first week of Rocking the Suburbs?
It might have been. It was the first
week. Way early. Yeah. Yeah.
It was the first week. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So he's a founder.
A founder, yes.
That's right.
That's good. Okay, and you can listen to Rocking the Suburbs just like Coop does.
Uh-huh. Every day?
Every day. You can find it on iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher, or TuneIn. You can also visit our website, which is suburbspod.com, and you can contact us and tell us about your Record Store Day exploits at the Suburban Party Line. That's number one. Do that. Call. We'll put you on the show.
612-440-1984.
Or email rock@suburbspod.com.
Yep.
Or if you're one of the young kids and all you do is just, you know, you're on your phone, typing away with your thumbs all day, then go to Facebook or Twitter at Suburbs Pod and contact us that way.
Yeah.
Coop, what would you say was of the stuff you got? What was the, you know, what's the biggest deal? What's your favorite?
It has to be the Jack White.
All right. I was hoping you'd say that because we're going to play out with that because it's super cool. It's Battle Cry. It is really setting up the Tigers for certain victory this year. So we got to do that. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Adam, Coop, thanks very much for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Coop. Everybody
else,
we'll talk to you even sooner.
Was yesterday your birthday?
It was yesterday, yes.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I tried to wish you one online, but I'm not sure.
No, I think you did. I think you put something on the Facebook.